Who are the people in your neighborhood? One audio producer drives a cab around the valley and records some of the people she meets. Here's another conversation.
When you're a cab driver, it all starts like this.
Hello.
Hello.
Regina? Yeah.
When you're a cab driver with an accent, it goes on like this.
Where are you from? I hear your accent.
Then it takes all different directions.
My cousin lives in St. Petersburg, and we went to see her.
And as soon as you hear something that stands out, you say,
can I record you?
Sure. No, it's okay.
My name is Regina Ravazova, and now you're going to hear what I hear in my car. Juan is a bus driver by day.
They just drive people from the airport and back home.
And at night, he turns into
superstar DJ Fox.
Juan grew up in Chicago, had aspirations of becoming a pilot. One night, he was riding his bike home.
I heard shots at me, and I ducked in my bike. And as soon as I ducked, I felt something smack my face.
He was shot in the eye, which put an end to his aviation dreams. To deal with depression, Juan gets into electronic music, and later into DJing. At night, he takes crowds to party in the wilderness, to the cliffs of California, canyons, deserts, and mountains of Arizona. Why DJing out there? Because it's like being a pilot, Juan says. You take people with you, and you're in full charge.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for DJ Fox.
When I was in high school and I saw a flyer and I saw some of my favorite DJs, or saw how they would just move the crowd and control them. They were like the Pied Piper and we were like the mouse. When I was still in Chicago, just to get away from the streets and get away from all that stuff that was going on, because I just didn't want to be a part of that no more, I got myself some old rinky-dinkle turntables that I found somewhere. And I used to go to the record shop all the time and just buy records. I'll invite all my friends over to the basement of my house and we'll act like we were DJing and stuff, and we'll play the songs and everybody will dance and they'll be like, that was good. And I'm like, that's awesome. You know, I'll take the credit for it. But so flash forward to when I moved to Phoenix, started looking for the scene out here, or people that DJed, or, you know, if that even exists out here. And it took me a year and a half and I finally found the flyer to this party. And it was for a desert party. And I was just like, holy smokes, what is this, a desert party? They got these parties out in the desert? I was like, I need to go to this. I had some friends that were there that were into electronic music too, and they were like, we'll go with you to Tucson. So I was just like, all right, cool. And sure enough, as soon as we get there, it's just flashback to those events back in Chicago. It's just the only thing, it was in a desert, you know what I mean? It was cactus around and dust everywhere and tents up because people were camping, and it was halfway to Mexico in Tucson, like, and it moved me in such a way that I was like, I'm back home, you know what I mean? Like, I need to be part of this. It's more open and free, so you could hear it a lot, like a lot farther distances, believe it or not. And in its times, you can even hear it echo off the canyons or off the mountains at times. That's how loud that clap is at times. That doom, 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 doom. I became real good friends with this DJ that was kind of new to the scene. And so we kind of teamed up together and we started teaching each other the tricks, and we started playing with each other out at shows. We started getting bookings, keeping the party alive, keeping people on the dance floor, keeping the beat going, keeping the energy going, keeping people happy. People want to sing along, people want to dance, have a good time, just forget their feelings, forget their stress, you know, just let go of everything and just put it all right there on the dance floor and just let it all loose right there and just let go of everything. Desert parties are more free, more relaxed. Security isn't uptight. Just to be yourself and just to be one with nature out there is very, very unique. The stars are really bright. You can see the satellites flying around up in the sky. Sometimes even the space station, that's how clear it is at night. Sometimes even intimate at times. It's crazy. It's a crazy spot.
These are the stories from people that live in your neighborhood, that shop in grocery stores near you, pass you on the sidewalks, ride in cabs next to you. This is Open Conversation, and I'm Regina Revazova.
Regina Revazova is a producer in Phoenix, and this is the show.